a dead stream, and that is quiet water ordinarily. And it would freeze over. I've seen Lake Bolivar frozen over. You could drive a team of mules across it. But there would always be one pothole somewhere that was not frozen, where ducks, if there were any ducks in the country, where ducks would keep it agitated so it wouldn't freeze.
Right.
Might be just a small hole, maybe 20 or 30 feet broad, you know.
We were talking about the house last time. I want to get back to that a little bit. Do you ever see any houses around here where the kitchen is built away from the main part of the house? It's not a part of the main house itself.
They don't build them that way now. Not in modern times. The old house now had its kitchen out away from them. It wasn't joined to the main building. We had a step down of two steps and a platform that led out to the kitchen, and a walkway, plank walkway, a wide 12-foot walkway. Well, it's a wide, it's what it was, a walkway, and in between the two buildings was a driven pump, and that's where we got our water. It's convenient. It could stand on this walkway, you see, and pump water, carry it to the kitchen, or pump it up fresh and bring it to the dining room.
Yes, sir.
That's where we had ice.
Right. Was there any particular purpose for having the kitchen separate, away from the house?
Well, it kept flies away from the house. It kept odors, it kept heat away from the house. Back in the earlier days, it was hard to keep, in the summertime, it was hard to keep buildings cool, you know. And they had high ceilings, that helped.
Yes, sir.
But if you'd had a kitchen right as part of the house, the heat from the kitchen would have permeated maybe the whole lower floor.
Do you think the possibility of fire might have had something to do with it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that at all. Because the kitchen wasn't too far off. Well, if it caught a fire, it would still be a threat to the house.
I see. What about years ago, were there certain days that people set aside for doing certain chores?
I think so. Well-ordered households had pretty much set schedule. The lady of the house had certain days for doing certain chores around the house, maybe washing windows, or maybe it was cook certain foods. Maybe having certain days with light meals, and maybe a certain time of day, the biggest meal generally is at night.
Right.
That's when people came in, generally the whole family was together. This was an agricultural country. Farmers were busy all day, but they were, of course, all their appointed place at night. They come in for an evening meal, and it's generally the most sumptuous meal of the day. Everybody went to bed with a full stomach. David didn't get to sleep right all week.
What about if they had, you know, all their dirty clothes accumulated? Did they do that?
They had a certain wash day, yes. Well, generally Monday morning. I say Monday morning, sometimes it might have been Saturday.
Right. Talking about a frame house, on the outside, the boards that lap over each other like this, have you ever heard that called anything in particular?